Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. What a taste thrill. What a marvelous treat for you and your family when you serve Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Rich in savory juices, luscious red, and packed with a wonderful flavor, Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray Beef, you know it's fresh, it's tender, it's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When her high school sweetheart, Wendy Day, told her that Johnny Keith's secret vow is to marry Penny Gibbs, Hazel Peters rushes to the phone, saying,
I'm going to call the gang. But honestly, Wendy, Penny is one person I'll never tell.
How Hazel thought it was impossible for Penny to know when everyone else in Rossville had the news, she didn't say. But she obviously has something on her mind this rainy April afternoon as she hurries up the walk to Penny's house, leaps up the three steps to the porch, crosses the porch, and rings the doorbell. And when the door opens, Hazel says,
Hi, Penny.
Hello, Hazel. Come in, Dr. Stone.
Oh, no. This doesn't look like a raincoat, but it's waterproof.
Good. When I saw you coming up the walk, I was afraid we'd have to ring you up.
Oh, jeepers, I don't think I'd like that. Well, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I was afraid you were sick or something. You were supposed to be at the community center this afternoon, but you weren't.
Oh, I couldn't help that. Come on, let me help you off with your coat.
That's a girl.
I can get it.
Thanks.
Woo, it's wet.
Yeah, well, as long as you want.
I suppose I should be ashamed of myself for not being at the center this afternoon.
What kept you away? Or is that a secret?
No. No, the plain truth is that it was such a lovely afternoon until just a while ago that I let Joel talk me into driving out to the country with him.
Oh. You were out with Dr. Evans?
Why, yes. Why the surprised look?
Oh, did I look surprised?
Yeah, you certainly did.
Well, I didn't mean to. I mean, well, I thought you were out with Mr. Keith.
Why would I be out with him?
I don't know why, except you usually are, and someone told me...
Someone told you what, Hazel?
Well, I guess this person was wrong. He never makes things up, but maybe he was just wrong. I mean, mistaken or something.
Oh, he saw me out with Joel and thought it was Johnny, is that it? That's funny, they don't look at all alike. Anyway, Joel and I were in the car, and I... Oh, Hazel, what difference does it make anyway? Well, how was everything at the center this afternoon?
Oh, fine.
Good.
The dance committee has everything ready for this coming Saturday, and the man's going to put all new records in the jukebox. We arranged to pick them out ourselves.
As a matter of fact, I think that ought to be done regularly. I mean that you pick out the records yourself.
Oh, that's what we're going to do from now on. We arranged that, too.
Good. Well, then, I guess that problem's settled, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Penny, Well, don't you know anything?
Nothing new, if that's what you mean.
Oh, Penny, we are friends. You can tell me.
Tell you what, Hazel?
Well...
Hazel, let me ask you something.
All right.
Everybody seems to be talking about something. Everybody knows something. And I'm beginning to think it's something I should know.
What?
As a matter of fact, I'm even beginning to think it's something about me or involving me. Now, do you know what it is, Hazel?
Well,
oh, Penny.
Yes, Johnny.
Oh, hello, Mr. Keith. I didn't know you were here.
Oh, I come close to making myself a pest around here.
So... You sure do.
Sorry to interrupt, Penny, but Jed wants to see you a minute.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. Excuse me, Hazel.
Oh, of course.
I'll be right back. And don't go away, Hazel. I still have something to ask you.
All right.
Well, you and I are the talk, young lady.
But, Mr. Keith, I wasn't going to tell her unless she asked me, and then I'd have to.
Well, she's already asked you.
Well, I was going to try to get out of telling her.
Hmm. Well, she's far enough away now so we can stop whispering.
Jeepers, Mr. Keith, honestly, I wasn't going to tell her. Wendy said you didn't want her to know.
Oh, I might have known Wendy would go straight to you. Well, I suppose by now he's gone to every kid in town.
Oh, no. No, I'm the only one he told. And it really isn't his fault.
Well, I distinctly told him not to say anything to anyone.
Oh, but he had to tell me, Mr. Keith. We made a pact never to keep secrets from each other.
Oh, you made a pact?
Yes.
Well, it's a fine time for me to find out about it. Well, I suppose there hasn't been too much damage done.
No.
But, Hazel, look, I don't want you to tell anyone else.
No? Why not?
Because I don't want Penny to know about it yet. That's why not. I might as well go back to South Africa if she ever finds out.
Oh, but I won't tell her. And why can't she find out?
Well, Hazel, it's hard to explain. But, well, if she finds out before it's time for her to know, well, she'll start giving me all kinds of crazy reasons why she can't marry me. And crazy as they'll be, I won't be able to talk her out of it.
Oh, jeepers.
Now, you want Penny to marry me, or don't you?
Well, I think it'd be just super. Oh, but throw me away for a rotted apple if I haven't pulled a silly.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, right after Wendy told me, I got on the phone and told Helen and Hester, Emily, Joan, and Legs, Harriet, Wilmer.
Oh, great. And they told everybody else, I suppose.
Oh, jeepers, yes. But everybody who's been told has promised to keep it a secret.
Oh, when a couple of thousand people know something, it stops being a secret.
Why, I'd better leave right away.
Yes, Hazel, I think you'd better.
No, now, don't worry. I'll do something, Mr. Keith. I'll call up everybody who's been told and untell them.
Untell them? Well, just what good do you think?
I mean, they'll do exactly what I say and be very hush-hush about it. I promise nobody else will know, and Penny will never find out.
Yeah, well, okay. Do something, but hurry.
Yes. All right, Mr. Keith. I'll fix everything.
Good.
Goodbye. Oh, jeepers, if I haven't pulled the silliest...
Hazel, where are you going in such a hurry?
To call up every... to do something. I don't know why.
Yes, but Hazel, we have something to talk
about.
Hazel.
Let her go, Penny. She suddenly remembered she had some important homework.
Johnny, Keith, you tell me what's going on here.
Well, I'll tell you what's going off. That storm, Penny, it stopped raining several minutes ago.
Oh, it has stopped, hasn't it?
Hmm. And the air's great just after a spring rain.
Mm-hmm, I know all about that.
Well, if you do, how about a walk down to the village square and back here? Huh?
No, I want to know what you and Hazel Peters were talking about and why she left so suddenly.
Look, Nosey, you put some powder on that nose of yours and let's go for a walk.
No, I will not.
There's
put
nothing
some powder
for
on
you
my
to
nose.
Know.
I
now,
want
let's
to know what it's about. I want
let's
to know.
Let's go for a nice, quiet walk and see what the stars look like after they've been washed by the rain. Oh, brother, that smell. Smell that air, Penny.
Johnny.
Just smell that spray.
Johnny, when are we going to stop walking and do some talking?
Talking?
Mm-hmm.
About what?
You know very well about what.
Now, Penny Gibbs, you're imagining things. There's nothing to talk about. Not in reference to what's worrying you, I mean.
Mm-hmm. There's probably something going on behind my back. Something that probably concerns me.
Well, conceited, aren't you?
No, I'm not conceited. I'm puzzled. The other day, Mother and Jed were talking about something. You know what happened?
What?
When I came in the room, they stopped. And you know something else?
What?
The same thing happened when I came in on a conversation between Nora and Freddie the day before.
Well, Penny, people are entitled to a little private conversation now and then, don't you think?
Well, I...
Or do you have to be let in on everything?
You make me sound as if I were a snoop.
Well, I think that's exactly what you're
saying. No, I'm not really. I'm not. But I am absolutely certain...
I was only kidding, Penny. Of course you're not a snoop. But you are letting coincidence getting the best of you.
Coincidence?
Yeah, sure. Nothing but coincidence. Your mother and Jed could have been talking finances when you came in the room.
Johnny,
that's why
really?
They stopped. Well, sure. And Freddie and Nora could have been... Well, they could have been hashing out a family problem. That's why they stopped.
I suppose that's all possible.
Well, of course it's possible.
But just what could you and Jed talk about that I couldn't hear? Hmm? You two did the same thing when I came into the room.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did.
Well, let me see. Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember. We were talking shop.
What kind of shop?
Oh, just dull shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're both quite happy to stop and change the subject when you come in the room.
Are you telling me the truth?
Well, sure, as best I can.
What do you mean, as best you can?
Well, as best I can, just what it's supposed
to mean. I don't understand what it's supposed to mean.
Well, Penny, I'm fairly good at telling the truth, and I'm doing my best to tell it.
But?
Let's change the subject, shall we?
All right.
Did you and Joel have a nice time this afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
You know something?
Know what?
That guy's really in love with you, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he is, Johnny.
Well, you don't sound too happy about it.
I'm not too happy about it.
Well, why?
Because he's so nice and so good. Such a fine person. And I hate to hurt him.
I see. And, you have no thought of marrying him, have you?
It's funny you should ask that this evening.
Why?
Because this afternoon, Joel asked me to marry him.
Oh. Well, what was the answer?
No.
Poor guy. How'd he take it?
He surprised me, Johnny. He seemed happy about it.
Happy about
it? Yeah.
Well, then why are you so worried about hurting?
Well, because what really made him happy is that I said I wasn't ready to marry anyone. Just yet or for a long time.
Oh, I get it.
Do you? I don't.
Well, maybe Joel was afraid you were ready to marry someone else.
Well, whatever would make him think a thing like that?
Oh, he might have his suspicions.
Well, I haven't even hinted that I wanted to marry anybody else.
But do you?
You know I don't.
Well, how sure are you, Penny? Why do you say you don't want to marry just yet or for a long time?
Look, let's not talk about it.
Okay. Hey, the stars are really bright this evening, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see that glow in the sky over there just above the mountains?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll do some bright moonlight pretty soon.
I think we better turn back, Johnny. I don't want to stay out too late tonight.
Well, what's the matter? You're not afraid of a little moonlight, are you?
No.
Well, what's the rush to get home?
I'm tired and I have a lot to do tomorrow.
Mm, so do I, Penny. A lot to do tomorrow and the day after that, too. Yeah, a lot to do.
Now, hi, you're going to be busy for a while.
Mm-hmm, very busy. Day after day, I'm going to be busy. Busy doing what I came back home to do.
Johnny,
mm-hmm.
Do you know that that's the first time since you came back to Rossville that you've called Rossville home?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Well, Penny, because suddenly, for some reason or other, I feel at home again.
Well, Johnny Keith suddenly feels at home in Rossville again. Why? Is it because he's confident now that he'll be able to accomplish what he came back to do? And will Hazel Peters be able to keep her friends from revealing Johnny's secret to Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, indeed, ladies. The word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef is delicious. It's wonderfully fresh, wonderfully tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And ladies, besides offering you the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. But ladies, just remember that Kroger Tender Ray Beef is an exclusive Kroger value. So your Kroger store is the only place you can get Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And your Kroger store gives you more meat for your money, because in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Be with us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.